Washington State has just passed the country's strongest regulations against the use of stingrays by law enforcement. Now, if you have no idea what a stingray is or why a police officer might use it, there's a good reason for that. Even the judges who approved stingray use didn't know much about them. But last year, the Tacoma News Tribune revealed Tacoma cops had been using the stingray device. Nate Wessler is a staff attorney with the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project. He told us a stingray collects data from cell phones by mimicking a cell phone tower.
It sends a signal out that says, hey, I'm an AT&T tower, I'm a Sprint tower. Actually, it's a device in the back of a police car, and it forces every phone in the area to register back its unique identifying information, its electronic serial number. And then by tracking those transmissions, these devices can very precisely locate phones even inside of private homes and offices and other closed spaces.
So if I'm using a phone and a stingray is hoovering in what I'm my call, it knows the calls I'm making, where I'm making them from, and who I'm making them to?
So that's one use of stingrays. If police have honed in on a particular target, some versions of this technology can collect that kind of data about ongoing calls or text messages, who you're calling, who's calling you. The more common use is to locate phones. Even when police are using a stingray, though, to locate a particular suspect's phone, it ends up also capturing information from hundreds or maybe thousands of bystanders in the area because it conducts really an indiscriminate dragnet of all the phones around in order to figure out who's nearby and whether a suspect is one of those.
Why should we be concerned about police agencies using stingrays?
Well, so one reason is that they implicate not just the privacy rights of actual suspects in an investigation, but also the privacy rights of lots of bystanders nearby who are just going about their business, and unbeknownst to them, information about who they are and where they are is being swept in by law enforcement. A related concern is that this has all been happening in tremendous secrecy for a long time. This is invasive and powerful surveillance gear. It was originally developed for military and intelligence agencies, and now it's filtered out to our local police patrolling our neighborhood streets around the country. As members of the public, you know, we have a right and a real need to know what they're doing, how much money they're spending, and whether they have any privacy protections in place to safeguard our rights under the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and under state laws. As long as that kind of secrecy persists, we don't know what the government's doing to us, and we can't be sure that our rights are being respected.
There's this new law that Governor Inslee just signed here in Washington State. What will it do when it comes to the use of these stingray cell data collectors?
Yeah, the Washington legislature and the governor really deserve some praise for this law. It's the leading edge of efforts around the country to regulate these devices. This new law does three important things. First, it requires law enforcement to get a warrant based on probable cause from an independent judge before using a stingray. That's crucial. A warrant is the kind of authorization that the Fourth Amendment has always required for searches of private spaces or private documents. So it's great that that's the standard now for these devices as well. It also requires limitations on the collection of bystanders' data to the extent possible. And then if bystanders' phone data gets swept up, it requires immediate deletion of that data as soon as it's collected, which is a very important protection. And then third, and equally important, in the applications for these warrants, it's now a requirement that police fully explain to judges what they want to do. They explain that they want to use a stingray, what its capabilities are, what kind of information it's going to sweep up, and what protections are going to be in place. And that's important because, as we saw in Tacoma, you know, when judges aren't being told what they're being asked to authorize, they just have no opportunity to put reasonable restrictions on what police are doing, and all of our rights suffer in that situation.
Now, this bill passed pretty handily. Both chambers of the Washington legislature approved it. The governor signed it. But the FBI and the maker of this device wants to keep the stingray a secret. Is there any good reason why it should be kept secret? Have these devices been proven to be effective at stopping crime?
Well, I'm sure that they are effective in cases in finding cell phones of suspects or stolen cell phones, just like lots of kinds of searches by police are effective in turning up evidence. You know, searches of somebody's house can be very useful in turning up evidence inside. But that's always been exactly why we have the Fourth Amendment and similar state constitutional protections. to limit how police can investigate and what kind of justification they have and what kind of approval from a judge. You know, the FBI has just announced a change in its policy, acknowledging that actually warrants are the required process in most situations. For years, they, like most local law enforcement agencies, had insisted that they don't need a warrant. A lower level of authorization is enough, and have insisted that they could do it all in secret. You know, that's starting to change, but largely as a result of members of the press and the public shining the light on these practices. We now know quite a lot about how stingrays work, where they're being used, what kind of investigations they're being used in. And we know it's the whole range of investigations that our local police engage in, from theft of phones to robbery to drug crimes and lots of other types of offenses. You know, this is not a device that's being used just in high importance national security counterterrorism operations. It's being used on our local streets almost every day. And in that situation, real limits are very important.
Nate Wessler, staff attorney with the ACLU's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project. So far, the ACLU has found that 51 federal law enforcement agencies in 21 states use Stingray cell phone tracking devices.